With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program sharing some of the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of inspirational listening. The end of the day can bring wishes for peace, quiet, and protection through the night. The services of Evensong and Compline often focus on those attributes, and on the program today, we'll listen to sacred choral and organ music for evening. Wonderful works by Stanford, Rutter, Purcell, Tai, and others. We'll begin with a lovely work for organ by Herbert Howells. He famously said in a 1977 interview that, "All through my life I've had this strange feeling that I belonged somehow to the Tudor period, not only musically, but in every way." That ethos is certainly evident in Master Tallis's Testament, performed here by John Scott on the great organ of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. The Schola Cantorum of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston sang a lovely setting of the Prayer of St. Richard of Chichester, composed by David Ashley White in his anthem Day by Day. Brady Knapp conducted, accompanied by organist Sigurd Ugard and flutist Adrian Copeland. We began with Master Tallis' Testament by Herbert Howells, performed by John Scott at St. Paul's Cathedral, London. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. During time spent outside London during World War I, Charles Villiers Stanford lived at Windsor and regularly attended Evensong at St. George's Chapel. In 1918, he composed a brief anthem, Lighten Our Darkness, as a tribute to the choir there. It's based on the third collect for evening prayer, which includes the phrase, Defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, perhaps a reference to the raids he experienced in London. The work was forgotten until many years later and was recorded for the first time in 1997 by the Winchester Cathedral Choir. The choir of Winchester Cathedral is led by David Hill, accompanied by Christopher Monks. Lighten Our Darkness by C.V. Stanford. David Hill directed the Winchester Cathedral Choir. René Clausen chose poetry of Walt Whitman for the third of his three nocturnes, a set of pieces drawing on evening themes and images. A Clear Midnight is an expressive setting of these calming yet haunting words for the end of the day. Rupert Goff leads the choir of Royal Holloway with soprano soloist Sanda Odir.
Thank you.
The Choir of Royal Holloway performed music by American composer René Clausen. A Clear Midnight on words by Walt Whitman was conducted by Rupert Goff. Soprano soloist was Sanda Odir. We move to music of the Tudor period as we listen to the motet In Pace in Idipsum by Christopher Tye, setting a prayer from the Office of Compline. In peace I will lie down and rest. New York Polyphony performs, recorded at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York. In Pace by Christopher Tye, who lived from around 1505 to 1572. New York Polyphony performed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Herbert Brokering was a Lutheran pastor, sacred poet, and well-known hymn writer active through much of the 20th century and beginning of the 21st. His hymn text, Stay With Us, is taken from the gospel story of Jesus encountering the disciples on the road to Emmaus after his resurrection. This text is also a wonderful one for evening, beautifully set here by composer Walter Peltz for choir, flute, and organ. Richard Erickson leads the Holy Trinity Bach Choir. The Holy Trinity Bach Choir of New York sang the hymn anthem, Stay With Us, with music by Walter Peltz, setting a hymn text by Herbert Brokering. Richard Erickson conducted. John Rutter memorably set an anonymous ancient text in A Gaelic Blessing, often sung as a closing blessing or choral benediction. We'll hear it sung by the Cathedral Choristers of Britain, gathered at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. Andrew Carwood directs, accompanied by Simon Johnson. A Gaelic Blessing, a much-loved short piece by John Rutter, was sung by the Cathedral Choristers of Britain, led by Andrew Carwood. Among works composed by Henry Purcell for the Chapel Royal is a simple piece, originally conceived for solo voice, on a text by Bishop William Fuller, Now That the Sun Hath Failed His Light. The piece is built on a repeating five-bar bass line known as a ground bass, and in this recording the Gentlemen of Chanticleer sing the solo part as a unison chorus. Joseph Jennings conducts Now That the Sun Hath Veiled His Light, also known as an evening hymn.
Thank you.
Chanticleer, accompanied by Capriccio Stravagante, sang Now That the Sun Hath Veiled His Light by Henry Purcell. Joseph Jennings conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A meditative text by Cardinal John Henry Newman has become a classic prayer for the end of the day, as well as for memorial services and other occasions. Composer David Briggs has set it in sublime musical garb in his anthem, O Lord, Support Us. Stephen Layton leads the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, accompanied by the composer.
Thank you.
O Lord, Support Us by David Briggs was sung by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, directed by Stephen Layton. David Briggs accompanied on the organ of Gloucester Cathedral. Central to the service of choral evensong are the canticles which follow the first and second readings, respectively. The Magnificat, or Song of Mary, comes first, followed by the Song of Simeon, or the Nunc Dimittis. These timeless scriptural texts are both taken from the Gospel of Luke. We'll hear them in glorious settings by Buffalo-based composer Roland A. Martin, who composed them for the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral in Buffalo. Dale Ottoman leads the choir of the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta. David Fishburne accompanies.
Thank you.
Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis in D, composed for St. Paul's Cathedral, Buffalo by Roland A. Martin. Dale Ottoman conducted the choir of the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to Sacred Music for Evening. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and meaningful. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Now you can also follow us on Instagram. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.